You're listening to KCRW. This is Morning Edition. High-speed internet access is something many of us typically take for granted in the 21st century. But in L.A. and many other communities, the lack of universal quality service has turned out to be a major stumbling block during the coronavirus pandemic for some employees trying to work from home and for many public school students trying to do classes online. Commentator Joe Matthews says some communities have cracked the code when it comes to providing universal broadband for their residents. And one of those cities may come as a surprise, as he explains in this edition of Zocalo's Connecting California.
Talking about the small, mostly farm worker city of Gonzales, about 9,000 people, right in the heart of the Salinas Valley. You drive through it on 101, you know, between Greenfield and Salinas.
Doesn't sound like it's a big enough place to have deep financial pockets to pay for sort of platinum service or to have a lot of clout when it comes to bargaining with internet service providers. So how'd they do it?
Well, it's an extraordinarily clever small town. It's poor, but it has certain advantages. And one thing it has done is cultivated a very strong set of local government leaders and has kept them in place for more than 15 years. So Gonzales struggled to get broadband for everybody and to pay for it. You don't actually, if you live in Gonzales, not only do you get your own hotspot, but the city pays for it. And the way they did that, it took them 15 years, but it involved a lot of cooperation with other cities in the Central Coast, part of a consortium that lobbied for this. And then the city itself, the small city, intervened in major telecommunications mergers using the Public Utilities Commission, the California Public Utilities Commission, which often has to sign off on mergers, and in a couple cases, you know, using the California Attorney General, intervening and blocking mergers and demanding more for itself and other small towns. So it took aim at the Charter Time Warner merger from the middle of the previous decade, sort of 2014, 2015, and more recently it found some leverage in the T-Mobile Sprint merger, which got hotspots into everyone's hands last year.
So basically it sounds like Gonzales became a bit of a gadfly.
That's right. People from this little town drove up constantly to San Francisco, where the Public Utilities Commission meets, and then they negotiated pretty aggressively. I mean, they made themselves such nuisances there that essentially the PUC, the state, told Charter Communications, when it was, you know, acquiring Time Warner Cable, to make a deal with them, and Charter did, and that allowed Gonzales, which had previously very spotty internet service, to get upgraded to much stronger service. And then more recently, the city in 2017 added part of its general plan to a broadband component, saying that everyone gets broadband in Gonzales. That was the plan. That was the goal. And they asked for proposals. The first four proposals they got from telecommunications company, they rejected. And then used T-Mobile's interest in sort of positive publicity and a good story as it was merging with Sprint to extract over $500,000 worth of stuff from T-Mobile and a commitment and subsidies. There are about 2,000 households in Gonzales, so there are 2,000 hotspots in people's hands there in Gonzales. And then the city itself is well-run and well-financed enough to pay for broadband service. So these are very high-speed, you know, more than four times federal standard broadband that everyone has. And the last of them have been getting into hands, you know, just as the pandemic started.
So it sounds like Gonzales really played the long game here. They didn't take their eye off the ball for 15 years. And I love the fact that you have this small community that asks for proposals and then turns them down when they don't cut it and pushes for better arrangements.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's that helps that you have a well-run small town that gives a lot of voice and democracy to people. It's a place where almost 40% of the people are kids under the age of 18. So, and they have a democratic role in the governance, both of the city and the school district. And so this was a particular of importance to people. Gonzales spent a lot of time looking for ways to fund and help people go to college. People go to college, still come back to see their families. This drove all of that too. So there's a high expectation. The negative of this, of course, is that it took that long to get broadband. You know, in a state that prides itself on being this tech capital of the world, it should be a lot easier. Gonzalez and its officials are now spending a lot of time advising other cities on how to do this, to kind of do what they did. And the vision really, and Gonzalez says it's affordable, is that, you know, broadband should be something, you know, that's part of the basic suite of services in the 21st century, along with your, you know, your trash and your water and your sewer and your streets. There should be that expectation. And they argue that, well, right now it's not as expensive as we think, Gonzalez argues, and that if more communities did this, it would get even cheaper.
Joe Matthews is a syndicated columnist with Zocalo Public Square. He'll be back next week. And you are listening to KCRW.